Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN. Presented by the Windjammer Restaurant and Upper Deck Pub. Local, fresh, and Burlington's original steak and seafood restaurant. Now, here's your host, Brady Farkas.
All right, everybody, welcome in Champlain Valley Game Night right here, 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com, always on the 101.3 ESPN app, and that 101.3 ESPN app is a free download in the Google Play Store and in the Apple iTunes Store. So however you are listening to us, we appreciate it. That free app has everything you could ever want. It's got scores, it's got news and notes, it's got web content from ESPN, our exclusive web content here locally at 101.3 ESPN, exclusive segments that we do here, premium interview content, whatever you want, it is there. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook as well, Instagram now. The Huddle is on Instagram, so you can follow us there. And if you're listening to us on the Amazon Echo, all you have to say is enable 101.3 ESPN. And if you do that, then one time, all you have to say the next subsequent times is open 101.3 ESPN. We go up until 6:25 today, and then we bring you Red Sox baseball. Sox taking on the Rangers. We'll have the lineups for you. Hector Velasquez is on the mound. Seven straight wins for Boston. Best record in baseball. They got the Yankees on their tail in the division. They got the Astros on their tail in the battle for the best record, but the Sox have won seven straight. Remember, tonight, Trivia Night is back. We were off last week. We missed you all over at the Burger Bar in Colchester. We're there again, 7:30 to 9:30. Always a good time. Food specials, drink specials. We've got tons of giveaways. We've got our new exclusive giveaways. We've got the 101.3 ESPN bottle openers there. The 101.3 ESPN phone backs for your cards and business cards and credit cards and cash, however you want to use it, we've got those. We've got five pairs of Lake Monsters tickets that we're giving away over there today that we have now. So all kinds of stuff, food specials, drink specials. Intern Lewis always goes. Intern Kevin always goes. The sales crew goes. We go. And all you guys go as well. And they've got a brand new air conditioner there also. So it should be even more comfortable than it has been. So I can't wait to get over there at 7:30. Arnie will be there. I'll be at Orange Theory Fitness working out today. So unfortunately, I can't be at Trivia, but I will be at Orange Theory. And that'll be a blast too. I'm loving going there. Tomorrow, we're live from Bluff Point in Plattsburgh. It's the Huddle Golf Tour. A foursome and a cart for just $101. Just $101. We'll do some giveaways. We'll do some closest to the pin challenges as well, trying to beat the Huddle crew. It's going to be a blast, too. We cannot wait to see you all out there. We've had a lot of listeners on the other side of the lake say, hey, Brady, hey, Rich, hey, Arnie, come over to Plattsburgh more often. Well, we heard you. We are coming. We're going to be there a bunch this summer. We've been there a bunch already, and we are there again tomorrow for the Huddle Golf Tour. Looking forward to meeting some of our listeners on the other side of Lake Champlain. Dan Shaughnessy wrote the article in the Boston Globe. He wrote that baseball is in trouble. This is not a new take. It's not even an original take. Baseball does have some tweaks that need to be made. We've talked ad nauseum about pace of play and if it's good or bad, if it even is a problem. We've talked about too many strikeouts, not enough action. Okay, we've talked about too many home runs, not enough balls put in play. We've talked a lot about athleticism not being enough of a part of the game. Look, baseball has issues, and I have become receptive to possible ways to fix baseball. And I've told you here I would listen to conversations about amending the shift. They've changed the way you can play defense in hockey. They've changed the way you can play defense in basketball. There are real conversations to be had there about the shift in baseball. I agree with that. But for Dan Shaughnessy to say that baseball is simply boring or that baseball is unwatchable, as he practically did, that's too much for me. I'm not buying that. Look, I've met Dan Shaughnessy. We've had him on twice. We had him on in the Huddle before. We've had him on at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. That's too far for me to go. If you want to get in, you can. 802-655-6672. Vince wants me to admit that baseball is a dying sport. I'm not going to do that. Okay, baseball. Tom Karen of Nesson said earlier that the Red Sox ratings on Nesson are the highest they've been in years. And it's not necessarily just because the team is better. The Red Sox have been in first place before in the last few years, and the ratings were lower. Red Sox ratings are higher now. Okay, baseball locally in its local markets where the teams are good is strong. Don't tell me competitive balance is a problem. You don't care about competitive balance. If you cared about competitive balance, you wouldn't watch the NBA. The NBA has what? 7 watchable teams at this point? The Rockets, the Warriors, the Cavs previously, now the Lakers, the Celtics, the Sixers, that's 5. We're talking about 5 teams that are really watchable? I mean, are you watching Portland? They were in the playoffs last year. Are you watching Portland and Miami anymore? No. Are you watching Memphis and the Bulls anymore? No. You don't care about competitive balance. That doesn't matter. Look, a lot of teams are on pace to win 100 games. A lot of teams are on pace to lose 100 games. That doesn't matter. You watch the NBA. Okay? The NBA, the baseball in the playoffs will be the same as the NBA is. Okay? You'll watch LeBron versus Steph. You know what? If it's Cubs, Yankees in the World Series, Cubs, Red Sox, you'll watch that too. That doesn't bother me. The lack of action is the problem in baseball, but baseball has another problem too. And it's that baseball cannot figure out a way to market its stars. And it's something that has been talked about. It's something that has been said. It is not something that I have gone deep into. And it's something not so much even that I didn't believe, but I thought that the other things were bigger. I think that the other things are bigger. I think that the gameplay itself is the problem. But other things now deserve to be part of the conversation. And the marketability of baseball stars is a problem. And I don't know, because I'm not a marketing guru. I'm not in sales. You people that are in marketing and sales, feel free to text in on the Town Fair Tire text line. All I know is this, is that basketball players who are not the best players in the league are everywhere. Kyrie Irving has a shoe. LeBron James has a shoe. Kevin Durant has a shoe. Derrick Rose has a shoe. Allen Iverson still has shoes. Michael Jordan still has shoes. Okay, these guys have shoe deals. These guys are still popular. These guys are on the cover of video games that are widely played. Odell Beckham Jr. is everywhere. He's on the cover of Madden. He's doing the Tonight Show. Okay? Those things are happening. What I remember about baseball growing up is Ken Griffey Jr. And yeah, you can say I'm a Mariners fan, so yeah, I liked Griffey, and that's true. But you know how many people are Mariners fans that aren't from Seattle? They're Mariners fans for one reason. And it's because of Griffey. And it's because Griffey was everywhere. Ken Griffey Jr. was everywhere from a period from about 1993 to 1999. 1993 to 2000. Okay? It was Ken Griffey Jr. slugfest. It was Ken Griffey Jr. baseball on the Game Boy and on the earliest forms of Nintendo. It was the Ken Griffey Jr. shoe. It was the backwards hat. It was Ken Griffey Jr. on the Wheaties box. It was the small starting lineup action figures that existed. That's what Ken Griffey Jr. had. And I don't know if somewhere along the line, baseball has forgotten that, marketing people around baseball have forgotten that, or there's just not a player who's willing to do that anymore. I don't know where the problem lies, but I know that Ken Griffey Jr., for an entire generation of baseball fans, made baseball fun, made baseball popular. You wanted to tape your bat like Griffey did. You wanted to waggle your backside in the wiffle ball games like Griffey did. You wanted to waggle your bat like Griffey did. And then, you know what? You went home and you played Ken Griffey Jr. slugfest. You went home and you played Ken Griffey Jr. baseball, and you wore your hat backwards while you did it all. I know that, and you listened to Hip Hop Hooray because that was Griffey's walkout song. That's what it was. The marketing machine around Griffey was there, and the sport prospered because of it. There were others that were great at the time. It wasn't only Griffey. Sosa McGuire, 98, that, of course, helped the sport. I get that, too. I mean, Luke in Burlington adds in the 1989 Upper Deck rookie card. Now, I would argue at this point that the Griffey rookie card became popular after all that other stuff became popular. But even so, we talk about the proliferation of marketing around one player. That's it, too. Where is that for somebody? Look, the baseball players themselves need to step out of their comfort zone and embrace certain things. Look, it's not easy to be an icon in the way that Griffey was, and not everyone is built for it. But you know what the game needs? The game needs more Bryce Harper, not less. And I have come around on that. I used to think I didn't like Bryce Harper. I like Mike Trout better than Harper. One, because I simply think Trout is better. But I used to like Trout better because he played the game, quote, the right way. He wasn't outspoken in the way that Harper was. He wasn't cocky in the way that Harper was. Well, you know what? Griffey had some of that too, and I love Griffey, so I better soften my stance on Harper. Baseball needs more Bryce Harpers, not less. And they have less right now. Baseball, look, baseball's not boring. Baseball has never had more athletes throw 100 miles an hour. Baseball has never had more athletes that can hit the ball 450 feet. Baseball has never hit more home runs than they're hitting right now. You told us, the fans told baseball that chicks dig the long ball. Okay? You said it. Chicks dig the long ball. Home runs are a good thing. That's what was said about baseball forever. We've never had more of them. We have never had more of them. We've never had better athletes than what we've had in this sport. And another reason why baseball's hurting, and baseball's done this to itself, is because of how big the contracts are, now everyone's got to play conservative. Mike Trout could steal 45 bases. He could steal 60 bases. You know why he's not going to? Because he's making $144 million now, and he can't afford to have his finger stepped on and be out for 6 weeks. He was out last year with an injury. Why? Stealing a base. You can't have that now in baseball. The money situation has hurt baseball too. But baseball's biggest problem is not that baseball's boring. It's that baseball hasn't figured out how to capitalize properly on the stars that it has. And I'm sorry that for all the Yankee fans out there and the Red Sox fans out there that think that Aaron Judge and J.D. Martinez and Giancarlo Stanton have made the right decision by not participating in the Home Run Derby. I'm sorry for you. I get it, okay? If I were a fan of those teams, I might say it too. Look, I don't want them getting hurt. I don't want it ruining their swings. I understand that perspective, but look at Griffey again. What are two of the most iconic memories in baseball? How about Griffey hitting the warehouse, 93, I believe it was, Camden Yards. Griffey hitting the warehouse. Everybody remembers that, and he did it with the hat backwards and the little smile afterwards. That's an iconic memory. It came from the Home Run Derby. You talk about the marketing machine picking up players and running with it for the sport. That's it. Okay? How much more would LeBron James help the sport if he did the dunk contest? The dunk contest would be back if LeBron had ever done it. The dunk contest is dead because guys like LeBron pulled away from it. Basketball is just lucky that they have a better innate marketing system than baseball does. Baseball needs their stars in the Derby. Basketball has gotten away with not having theirs in the dunk contest. That's the problem. Pace of play isn't the problem. The lack of action is a problem. And the inability to properly market, like baseball did with Griffey. We need somebody who's good enough and willing enough to be the machine that Ken Griffey Jr. was back in the 90s. It's Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. We'll get you those Red Sox lineups about 3 minutes from now, 6:20. We'll go off the air. The pregame show starts at 6:25, again, on your home for the Red Sox. You can vote for Andrew Benintendi, Red Sox outfielder, up for the final vote in the All-Star Game balloting. We have the link for you at 101.3ESPN. Hashtag vote Benny is what you're using if you're on Twitter. Giovanni Gallardo pitches against Hector Velasquez again today. One more thing I want to get to real quick in this game. Christian Vasquez is not going to play today. He's not going to play for the next 2 months, 6 to 8 weeks. The Red Sox catcher is out with that surgery on that pinky. It's a bigger deal than you think it is. Christian Vasquez is hitting barely over 200. Everybody wants to point to the offense, but do not underestimate what is done by a catcher behind the plate. Okay, Christian Vasquez has thrown out 41% of base dealers in his career. 41% of base dealers in his career. He's thrown out 31 this year, which is still above league average. He's also one of the best pitch framers in the league, according to Baseball Prospectus. That stuff might not mean enough to the average fan, but to the true fan who watches and picks up on some of the nuances, watch how Christian Vasquez handles the pitching staff. And now let's see how Blake Swihart handles the pitching staff. Blake Swihart has, what, played 15 games at catcher since his rookie year, guys? 15 games. The Red Sox are in first place and have the best record in baseball for a lot of reasons. Okay, J.D. Martinez is certainly one. Mookie Betts is certainly one. Craig Kimbrell is certainly one. Okay, that has mattered in a huge way. Andrew Benintendi is one. But don't underestimate how good that pitching staff has been, and then don't forget why that pitching staff has been as good as it has. Okay? Maybe a change in philosophy from John Farrell to Dana Lavangie now. You know, John Farrell, Carl Willis last year is the manager and pitching coach, to this year, Alex Cora and Dana Lavangie. That can matter. But also the ability that Christian Vasquez has to run a staff, that is part of it. And you are going to see at some point over the next 2 months, you're going to see some tangible differences in the way that Sandy Leon and Blake Swihart run the pitching staff and throw out base runners. And look, if you think you drop a game or two based on who's catching, that might not seem like a big deal. But when you're going for a division title and trying to avoid playing in a one-game playoff, one game here and there absolutely matters. Champlain Valley Game Night, 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. John in St. Albans, I remember following players via baseball cards. I think the internet saturated the market and the youth looking elsewhere for entertainment used to listen to games on the radio. Yeah, I think you're right. Look, when I was growing up, it was action figures, the starting lineup action figures. It was the baseball video games, which were just coming into popularity. And it was baseball cards. And I bought more than 10 packs of baseball cards in the last year, probably 2 years. I think that's a great point. Very good. We also get Aaron in Bridport, who won a hat from us on the mistake of the day a couple weeks ago. He's wearing it. He's got a newborn wearing it. We appreciate you. Red Sox lineups right now. Let's get him for you. Again, Giovanni Gallardo is on the mound for the Rangers. He's 3-0, but he's got an ERA of 8.17. The Rangers are 40-52. Hector Velasquez is 63, and Hector Velasquez is 6-0. The Red Sox are 63-29. Shinsu Choo's the DH leading off. Elvis Andrews is short. Nomar Mazara's in right. Adrian Beltre's at third. Rougned Odor's at second. Ronald Guzman's at first. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is catching. Joey Gallo's in left. Delino DeShields Jr. is in center. For the Sox, Mookie Betts in right. Andrew Benintendi in left. J.D. Martinez, the DH, Mitch Moreland at first. Xander Bogaerts at short. Brock Holt at second. Rafael Devers at third. Blake Swihart, the catcher. Jackie Bradley Jr. is in center. Milo in North Troy says, Christian Vasquez throws harder back to the pitcher than half of the pitchers throw to the catcher. So people noticing Vasquez's absence. All right, that will do it for us. Here we thank intern Colton. We thank intern Lewis, intern Lance as well. We also thank Arnie as well in the huddle. Burger Bar tonight will be out there in Colchester, 7:30 to 9:30. Tomorrow we're over at Bluff Point in Plattsburgh. We'll see you there. A foursome and a cart for $101. Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN.